A judge today has ordered Governor Palin not to destroy any personal emails having to do with state business and to ask her internet provider, Yahoo, to try to retrieve any deleted ones. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Nobody is saying how many such emails there may be, but it is well known that the governor and her inner circle stay in close touch by handheld internet devices. The state law department says messages about state business are no longer traveling into private email accounts, and the administration will try to retrieve, or as the judge put it, resurrect, any that did in the past. It may be a while before the plaintiff sees them. Andre McLeod, a Republican, asked for the order after requesting and obtaining some of the governor's emails sent through the state system. One email exchange made her suspicious that there might have been a pattern of back-channel communication in the administration about sensitive matters. It was dated February 7th. Frank Bailey, the governor's director of boards and commissions, sent the governor an email saying that 10% of Palin's appointees were Alaska Native. An email shot back from an aide named Donna saying, quote, "Frank, this is not the governor's personal account." Bailey responded with a single word, quote, "Whoops!" exclamation point. McLeod's lawyer, Don Mitchell, says he'd very much like to put Bailey or Donna under oath and ask them what that exchange meant. State Superior Court Judge Craig Stowers ordered the administration not to destroy any emails conducting state business on the governor's personal email account. That Yahoo account was subsequently hacked into and a screen from it was published. It indicated a number of subject items that appear to involve state business. One newspaper has reported the governor also had another email account. The judge stopped short of requiring emails to be archived in the state system, but he said he would hear arguments on that next week. Don Mitchell said he was not seeking an order to bring thousands of personal emails into the courtroom for the judge to determine which are state business, so the governor gets to decide what in the old emails is not personal and cannot be destroyed. There are now dozens more public records requests pending, and Judge Stowers said he was clearly aware that this case was breaking new legal ground. He said he was up early today and couldn't sleep, so he researched the growth of the Internet. He said the last time the Public Records Act was amended was in 1990, and almost all of the Internet's growth has taken place since then. Plaintiff's attorney Don Mitchell said, as far as he can see, the law still clearly applies to any state business, regardless of the system of communication. Assistant State Attorney General Mike Mitchell argued that because the law spells out that it only applies to records that are retained, he's not sure it's applicable to deleted emails. Judge Stowers said, quote, "Do you really think it disappeared completely and forever?" And indicated he would go behind closed doors and sort through as many emails as were put before him if that's what it took to resolve the case. It may not come to that. Assistant AG Mike Mitchell appeared to be eager to get into settlement talks with plaintiff's attorney Don Mitchell. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.